to the Chargers a week ago, the Chiefs scored 10. Kansas City's last five opponents have losing records. It may not matter. I'm John Feinstein.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Right now, during the Hyundai Black Friday sales event, we're tagging Hyundai cars and SUVs with some of our biggest savings of the season. Hurry into your local Hyundai dealer today and take advantage of these special Black Tag offers on select vehicles like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Santa Fe Sport, and more. They're loaded with the latest tech and safety features and backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's all part of America's best warranty. Get an early start on your Black Friday shopping and find the perfect Hyundai tagged at just the right price. Head over to your local Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see why saving big on a Hyundai is the new black. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai Black Friday sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, lease a Tucson for only $139 a month or an Elantra for just $149 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Offers end November 30th.
Race fans, if you want to get the experts' picks for the upcoming Breeders' Cup races, then visit cbschicago.com/Tito's and tune into the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, hosted by the Scores' Brian Hanley and Eric Barland of Tito's Handmade Vodka, two guys who know the ponies. Eddie Olczyk joined the guys to talk Hawks and Breeders' Cup, and Brad Biggs covered Bears. It's one packed show. The Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable, and it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitch Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Be a hit. John Fox speaks live at Hallis Hall.
Back, Alex Carter. So if you haven't already received that, that's a practice squad transaction. Any questions?
John Fiesco from playing, you know, Eagles, one of the best teams in the NFL, the 49ers this week. What was the message to the teams you guys kind of regroup and look ahead to that particular matchup?
Well, I think, you know, short-term wise, obviously, we have a 24, 48-hour, however you want to put onto it, agreement with the team anyway. So they're watching the Philadelphia game. They'll learn from it, and then they wipe that out, and we'll start preparing for San Francisco. I think, big picture-wise, we talked about, there's two numbers. There's 3-13, and there's 8-8. And that all starts on Wednesday when we start preparing. You get this out of your system, and then, get ready for San Francisco. You understand that, every one of these teams is a professional football team in the National Football League, and they all practice and get paid and have professional athletes as well. So it comes down to execution, whether it was yesterday or any game prior and the last five remaining games.
John, what's gone into Mitch's inaccuracy?
Yeah, I think, it's never, I say this a lot, but it's real. Football is timing. Football is, executing, everybody doing their job exactly the way it's designed to be. A lot of people talk about plays. What do you think about that play call? It's not so much plays as it is the execution of the play, whether it's a run, pass, kick, a protection and on punt team. All those things are practiced and, reviewed, and now it's a matter of executing. So, I don't think you can put accuracy just on Mitch. There's a lot of moving parts that go into that, whether it's protection, whether it's depth of routes, the cleanness of the route. There's just a lot that goes into it.
It seemed like yesterday he left a couple pretty high, and I didn't know whether there was anything.
Yeah, I don't think there was an overabundance. I don't think, none of these quarterbacks, I should say none of them, but few of them complete every single ball of their career. So, there's a lot that goes into that, regardless of what your stature is in the league.
John, after you guys recovered that fumble in the first quarter and then Jordan got stopped on third down, what was the temptation to go for it just to be able to take advantage of that turnover?
Well, I think, when you look at, again, kind of our body of work on fourth down, even in that game, I believe there was a couple of those. We were just trying to get points. At that time, I think it could have made it 7-3. And we were within our range that we chart before games. We were with the wind. Unfortunately, we didn't execute like we wanted to. I believe it was 4th-and-3, might have been a long three. Sure, an option would have been to go for it, you don't succeed there, you don't get points.
On that 3rd-and-2 play where Jordan got stopped for a loss, it looked like Shaheen kind of lost his blocker, didn't execute there. Did that contribute to him maybe not being on the field as much as the game went on, or was it just running the two-minute offense?
Yeah, I think most of it, when you get down 24-0, it kind of adjusts what you're doing. So I think that led more to Dan Brown playing, say, than Adam Shaheen. But, it was a play that wasn't executed as well as we could have, and that was part of that issue when the end came underneath.
Yeah. Well, this is John. There's a 2nd-and-17 in the first half that Mitch throws a long ball to Dontrell, and he's slow to get up. And it looked like you guys sent the punt team on, or O'Donnell and Depot kind of came on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they were doing. We got that cleared up pretty quickly, but
timeout. Looked like you had 10 men. We're short. What happened in that?
I don't recall. I don't think we called timeout. I don't recall that being an issue. I think it was just, and if it was, it wasn't because of that, because that wasn't really a factor. It might have been because we were lined up. That's what it was. We were backed up and we were lined up wrong.
Johnny, last week having maybe your best offensive day to yesterday having maybe your worst. What do you guys need to do to kind of keep momentum from week to week? Not just with Mitch, who I understand is going to be up and down, but with play calling, with everybody else executing, with all of that.
Well, I think, all these matchups are different. I think, I think that's obvious. I think we executed better. I think we were probably a little bit more whole There aren't excuses. I think Josh Sitton going out due to concussion, I think, was a little bit. The score of the game, I think, has a little bit to do with it. So, you know, it just took on its own personality. You know, every one of these has. You know, I think most of our games other than three, the Tampa in Tampa, Green Bay at Green Bay, and then this one yesterday were probably, you know, one we weren't able to establish the run in either of those three. I think that's a big part of our offense when we're able to do that versus not. You know, so I just think the whole game just went different. You know, I think being down 24-0 at halftime is a big part of that.
Looking at the film, can you explain all the penalties? Now I'm sure you're scratching your heads. Is it undisciplined? Is it technique? What?
Well, they actually had more penalties than we did. Yeah. You know, so I don't know if that really means a lot.
John, I wanted to follow up on something you said on the radio this morning. You called this the hardest job of your career. Why is that?
Well, no, I think what I said was is the sequence of seasons. I don't know that I've experienced before, you know, which I think is honest and real.
John, you also said that you're heck-bent on getting things changed from where it's been. What gives you the confidence that with this team, what you have in place, that you can get that change?
Well, I think, you know, we've made a lot of changes. You know, I think, you know, if you start looking at our football team from when we arrived to now, I think you see basically almost an entirely new football team. You know, this year making the endeavor at the quarterback position. So, you know, I just see how they work. You know, I've been through a few of these buildings. You know, I think guys are working to get better. Now we just have to prove it.
How much obviously Alano has played with the supporting cast, with everything that he's got. How do you avoid making, you know, the mistakes that he's made, some of these going off his back foot or thrown into tight windows? How do you make those not habits moving forward, avoid those becoming bad habits?
Well, I think you're talking about somebody new, all right, and what he's doing. And I think that's pretty much normal. And you know, I've seen, never done a count on all the rookie quarterbacks I've seen in this league over some time now. You know, I think it's a learning experience, really, regardless of what position you play. There are new things you learn every single game, maybe every quarter. You know, I don't know that, you know, offensively that was probably overall one of our poorest performance. I would not in any way put that all on the quarterback.
John, independent of where Mitch is at right now, accuracy is so important in the NFL.
Oh, no.
Your coaching experience, how much of it is coachable, fixable mechanics, and how much of it is a God-given gift?
You know, I think, you know, in his case, which, you know, we are talking about Mitchell, is, you know, I think he's got that ability. You know, I think, you know, just the skill of or the talent of accuracy. I think he has that. I think it takes time to maybe learn in some of those situations and, you know, your teammates to learn in some of those situations, and putting those two things together, I think, are you know, are part of that execution that I'm talking about. And, you know, yesterday we did not resemble a well-oiled machine in that department. I think most people can see that, including myself. But, you know, like every opportunity in this league, you get the next chance. And so, you know, I think they'll learn, you know, everybody involved, not just Mitch. You know, there's protection issues. There's a lot of things that the naked eye does not see. You know, situations, you know, 3rd and 17 is a little bit, probably a little more difficult to execute than 3rd and 5 as far as your options. But all that into account, you know, I just think he'll continue to improve. And you know, he made some good throws. I know the out route he threw to our sideline, you know, mechanically was stable. So you see the signs of it. Now it's the consistency. And that's kind of where we are as a football team.
You mentioned the penalties. Philadelphia having more, does that make the margin of victory more frustrating when they do have more penalties than you guys?
You know, look, you work really hard to do this, and, you know, it's only fun when you win. So we don't get into all the little things other people get into. You know, it's a bottom line business, and I think we all understand that.
With the personnel you've had available, is this a 3-8 team, or do you feel you've underachieved?
That's an interesting question. You know, I think we are what we are, and we have 5 games remaining, and what that final record is will, you know, That'll be our season record. You know, so right now we're 3-8. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's, I don't know, that's the only way I know how to explain it.
But is it a personnel availability issue or a personnel?
You know, I've never been big on finger pointing. You know, I think, right now we're 3-8, and that's what we are.
In terms of getting that turnaround with five games left, do you feel like maybe time has slipped away for you with five games left? Have you been given assurances that you'll remain the Bears head coach for the rest of the season?
I've mentioned this, and I'll mention it probably as many more times as you guys want to ask, but I don't do this as a job. I do this as a profession, so I don't really worry about, quote, job security and time and all that. I mean, it's obvious we're in a performance-based business. I get that part, and I'll just try to control what I can control.
The concern is that the confidence gets shaken if things start too soon. I don't know how hands-on you are with Mitch, but mm-hmm. I'm presuming this may be the first time in his football life he's ever lost four straight games. Is there a sense of him, and are you concerned about his confidence level?
Not at all. I think, when you're a competitor, struggles, you don't really deal with those during winning. It's when you do have a struggle that I think you really get stronger. So, he's a strong young man, and I think he'll respond very well.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
That was John Fox. I don't know what you make of that. I don't know what there is to be made of any of it, but that's sort of where we are in this stagflated Bears mess that you have.
Yeah, I mean, do you want him to rip the general manager? He's not going to do that.
No, when he says it's an entirely different team and this guy's out and we're playing this guy or playing that guy, and you start talking about injury, no excuses, but Josh Sitton was hurt, so then we couldn't run the ball. But no excuses, of course. This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers, and this segment sponsored by Meijer. Get into the holiday spirit today at Meijer. M-Perks members save 15% more on all general merchandise, apparel, and shoes. Find more holiday deals and low prices at Meijer.com. That's Barry Rosner in for Jason Goff, who is under the weather. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show, and here's what we have today. Zach Zaidman is going to join us in just a little bit, reporting on the scene at Hallis Hall. Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly goes around the NFL with us at 4. Rich Campbell back to the Bears at 5, and some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number, WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. You listen to us live there, streaming 670thescore.com, texting, sexting 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Barry Rosner, R-O-Z-N-E-R. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are also on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. There's BernsteinGoffShow.com for podcasts and all that. Facebook page, just like that page at 670 The Score, and you can be part of the conversation there. There's also video streaming. Watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live, brought to you by American Needle, directed by Brian Gertz.
Hey, will y'all vote for me for the Pro Bowl, man? Please.
How about we worry about outscoring somebody in the fourth quarter and you focus on this game instead of campaigning for Pro Bowl votes? Let's try that first.
Oh! Ooh. Who is that?
That was our guy Chris Spielman on Robbie Anderson of the Jets.
Wow.
Well done.
Good for him. Good for him. How about not? Damn. The producer today is Shane Reardon.
He retaliated. He reacted to what someone was saying to him instantaneously. And you don't think about what the consequences, the reaction of it is. Hey, I blame it on Madonna and Michael Jackson. They started all that grabbing the crotch years ago. And it's been on social media. Everybody sees it. We see it in the movies. We see it every day out there. So all of a sudden, everybody gives me this, hey, he's an insult. We ought to fire him. We ought to kick him off the team. They're idiots. And thank God they're not the coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. How about that?
some testy thoughts, so to speak.
Madonna and Michael Jackson.
Yep, blame everything on Madonna and Michael Jackson. Gotta love Barry Switzer and bringing a gun on a plane. But hey, Super Bowl champ right there. He's got the ring to show it.
The monkey driving the limo, but he did it. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Finally, the greatest Chicago sports moment for Mitch Rosen.
It wasn't even working here. I'm a huge White Sox fan. 1983, I was in high school. My grandparents had White Sox season tickets. The White Sox clinched the division against the Mariners in 83. I ran out on the field like every other Jamoke. 83.
This segment brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. Happy Bears Monday, Barry.
Oh, I'm already feeling it.
Aren't you?
I'm already feeling it.
Aren't you?
You know, I don't know what he's supposed to say when they want him to rip the general manager. As for the record, it's a bad football team. They deserve to be 3-8. And I'm amazed. I mean, I've been asking you this question. I've been writing about this and asking this question since August. Why don't we talk about the general manager?
I think people do. I mean, we talk about him. I mean,
why isn't he in the same sentence with the coach?
Because I'm going to give him his quarterback and a coach.
Why?
Because
why?
I'll let a GM hire a coach.
Well, he had a chance to go get a quarterback early on in his tenure. He did not. He has put together this football team. This is his football team. He loves to draft projects from schools you've never heard of before. Adam Shaheen yesterday, people say, we need more Adam Shaheen on the field.
He hasn't been very good, though.
Well, he doesn't know how to play football, okay? Yesterday, there's a 3rd-and-2 in the first quarter. There's a run up the middle. The defensive end fakes him outside and beats him inside. It's a run up the middle. You have one job, to make sure the defensive end can't get inside of you. You're the last guy on the end of the line.
Block the six
technique.
All you
have to do is push him outside. If he wants to go outside and up the field, you let him go. It's a run up the middle, and you got faked and let him go around you on the inside. And people say, well, he hasn't been coached well. You learn that when you're like 5 years old. Okay, and Tariq Cohen, we need him in the 2-minute drill. We'll, need him on the field. Got to have him on the field.
We'll get to that. It's Bears Monday, and there's a lot to discuss. 312-644-6767, the Bernstein and Goff Show with Barry in today on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know. It's worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have like sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
Height.
That would have been great for the Olympics.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitch Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, in the history of sports.
Cowhide, rather than just horsehide, was used to make baseballs this week in 1974. This week in 1977, the NFL had its 5,000th game. Joe Montana of the 49ers completed an NFL record 22 consecutive passes this week in 1987. This week in 1991 had the first world championship of women's soccer. And this week in 1997, Golden State Warrior guard Latrell Sprewell's four-year, $32 million contract was terminated for attacking his coach.
Details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're definitely disappointed in our record. And you know, in the NFL, most of these games are going to be close, and we've got to find a way to win these close games. But hey, we're a young football team. There's optimism internally regarding the play of a lot of our younger guys. And I think, you know, if you're going to be successful, you got to look back on your drafts and accumulate guys through the draft. And our opponent today is an example of that.
And the problem is so many of those guys are hurt. that a lot of these guys, when you actually look at the names, ideally, he's drafted some dynamic young players. They're just not there.
Okay.
They're not there.
Well,
I mean, it's hard, you can only evaluate what you see in front of you.
People thought Kevin White was hurt before he was even here. There are people who will tell you that other teams would not look at him for that reason.
But they didn't know he was going to break bones.
Well, it happens.
He keeps breaking bones.
It happens. Yeah. I mean, you have to have depth. You have to be really good.
Yep.
You have to draft depth. I mentioned Tariq Cohen before. He came out of a timeout yesterday and didn't know where to line up.
Yeah, that's
came out
Devin
of
Hester
a
playbook.
Timeout and didn't know where to line up. People will say, well, that's bad coaching. He just heard the play during the timeout and didn't know the play or where he was supposed to be. People scream, why isn't he on the field in the last 2 minutes? You want him to pick up a blitz? You want him to see what the hot read is? You want him to be effective in a no huddle when he doesn't know the plays after coming out of the huddle? You tell me. I mean, these are your projects that you drafted. When you have a young quarterback who doesn't still have full knowledge of the playbook, and even if he did, couldn't use it because he has no weapons and a bad offensive line, and guys like Shaheen and Cohen who don't know the plays or how to play, and people say, well, this is an awful game plan, and it's, this is just horrible. And look, I'm not defending John Fox. Fire him, for all I care. I mean, I don't know why he was here in the first place. But my point is, you cannot put this all on the head coach.
I don't think he was putting it all on. Unnecessary binary here. It's not obviously.
Okay, but he shouldn't earn another year because he waited until his third year to find a quit. That doesn't earn him another year by waiting that long to find his quarterback. It doesn't earn him that. He's 12. He's 12 and 31. Every one of these players is his. He's been awful in free agency. The $18 million for Mike Glennon was his idea. I mean, and he's had many more misses than hits in free agency. He's 12 and 31. There are 8 players left from Phil Emery, and 5 of those guys are Kyle Long, Kyle Fuller, Charles Leno, Christian Jones, and Pat O'Donnell. This is his team.
The concern then for people who have watched this team over time, saying, well, okay, let's say you just fire everybody. That means you're hiring Ernie Accorsi again because you don't know football people. You're getting Ernie Accorsi and the roadkill that lives on his head, and they're going to come in and they're going to say this is your next general manager.
Well, that's a bigger subject. Is why is there no one there after decades and decades and decades who knows how to find a football
person? That's I think why Ryan Pace was viewed as a longer term guy who was on the younger side. See, I am willing to let him hire a coach.
I just don't think it's unfair to say Phil Emery was 23-20 at this point and the team was a mess. Yesterday was a disaster. It's an embarrassment on the level of some you saw in 2014. Mm-hmm. Ryan Pace is 12-31. It's entirely his roster except for 8 guys.
Not to mention that Phil Emery fired a coach who went 10-6 and came in and did that.
Yep.
That was, as he knew better, and he had his guy, and Mark Trestman was that guy. That coach had gone 10-6,
Fair enough.
He came in and got rid of him. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I had mentioned that we are going to get to your Bears Monday phone calls, and nothing says the Bernstein and Goff Show in afternoons on the score like Bears Monday and Bears Monday phone calls. So we will do that right after the update at the top of the hour. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
You're hearing about a lot of deals today, and there are some good deals out there for gifts and for stuff for you for the holidays, especially if you're going to be entertaining. But you will not find a better deal than this, and it's from Omaha Steaks, and I know it's good because I have received this package myself, and I am still eating my way through it because of just how much food there is in the family gift pack. It's only $49.99. You say, well, it sounds like a lot of money. Just wait. Just wait. It's $49.99. You get it by going to omahasteaks.com and entering the code DANB in the search bar so you get 75% off. You know it's good because you've probably tried Omaha Steaks before and you know that they know what they're doing. So for $49.99, just for you, with that code, you get this. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar. It will take you right to the family gift pack, and you get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson. Sundays on CBS.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won 3. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Representing a physician network that has helped over 50,000 men regain their performance.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670.